Canada's favourite son, Bryan Adams. Thought I'd died and gone to heaven. 17 past 10, this is 3BA's Ballarat Today with Brett Mack. I reckon that's what theatregoers are thinking at the moment. With shows back on, long may it continue. Time to take you backstage this morning with the star of various international shows and blocks, Mamma Mia, here in Ballarat. It's the wonderful Sarah Landy. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Welcome back for 2022.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
I'm just glad you weren't blown away at Carols by Candlelight.
Oh, it was a little windy.
A little windy, you think?
It cleared up in time for the show, though, so, yeah, we were lucky about that.
I just felt so sorry for yourself, the performers and the organisers and the crowd. We had such perfect weather leading up to it, then perfect weather afterwards
exactly.
as well.
It and was then, the one day.
Yeah, the one day. I guess, though, we did get whacked by that storm and that huge deluge, but then it kind of cleared in time for the event.
It did, and the water dried up and, you know, it's such a great course there, that great drainage. And it was fine. Everyone enjoyed the evening, but I could see towards the end of the show everyone was wrapping themselves up in blankets. Typical Ballarat, isn't it? But it ended up being quite magical. Yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, and a huge fundraiser for the 3BA Christmas Appeal.
Which was excellent.
So to Matt and all the team, they'll be back big time, no doubt, December 25 this year. Sarah, just before we get into it today too, you were telling me you're related to, I think you called it a Wiggy. On Moulin Rouge.
Yes, my nephew, Nick, is a wiggy, is what we call them on Moulin Rouge. He puts on everyone's wigs. It's not just as easy as that. They style the wigs. They wash the wigs. It's quite an art form.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My wife and I did go and see Moulin Rouge during the break.
And what did you think?
Absolutely loved it, Sarah.
Excellent.
It is so much fun. Sets, lighting, performances, just the whole vibe, to quote Daryl Kerrigan.
Oh, you know, fantastic.
It was terrific. Yeah. So if you can get a ticket.
I will. Later this month I'm going. Complete escapism, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, great. So there you go. A wiggy. That's another new term. I always learn something new with you, Sarah. And we're going to continue that right now because we're going to talk about this Hugh Jackman tribute to covers and swings in his new Broadway show. What is a cover and what is a swing?
Right. So in the cast of a musical theatre show, everyone has different roles and every night they put it together a little bit like a puzzle to have a show go on. The show must go on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is sick and is maybe a lead role, each lead role will have covers. So someone might have their own track that they do every night, but then one night they'll get a call saying this person's off and they'll have to change and do a different role. And they might only have a couple of hours notice for that. So they have to make sure they know that role very well. A swing are a group of people that will be sitting backstage and they might get thrown on halfway through the show.
Oh, so maybe they won't be in the starting lineup, so to speak.
Exactly.
Right.
So they have to know all the roles that they cover. Sometimes in shows that I've done, I've covered up to 16, 17 roles in one show.
We'll talk about that in just a moment. It's fascinating.
So it's very nerve-wracking to be a swing. And to be cast as a swing, you have to be very multi-talented and have a wide range of skills. Because you also need to be a great actress because you need to go on stage with a big smile on your face where you might be absolutely terrified inside and maybe doing a track for the first time ever. So standing on a piece of set for the first time, that set piece might be moving and you're not used to how that set piece moves. So it can be a little dangerous as well.
Yeah.
So your adrenaline is definitely kicking in if you're going on for the first time.
It sounds absolutely character building.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hugh Jackman's new show on Broadway is called The Music Man.
That's
Explain
correct.
The situation that kind of evolved from a COVID case.
Yes. Well, I suspect it was a COVID case because Hugh Jackman has now released a video saying that he's got COVID.
He did, yeah.
So here's the leading lady in The Music Man called in on the fourth preview of the run of Music Man, which means it hasn't even got to opening night yet. And so a wonderful swing, Kathy Voitko, she's well known in Broadway, had to jump on with her first rehearsal being 1 p.m. that afternoon. Then she went on 8 p.m. that evening, starring next to Hugh Jackman. How's that for pressure?
That is immense pressure.
So she obviously had been watching this role during rehearsals. That's a swing's role during rehearsals, to sit at the front of the studio and observe, write notes. But it's by no means doing the role in the space with the sets, like I said. So at the end of this show, We've got on video, Hugh shushed the audience and just said, I just want to acknowledge this wonderful swing who only found out that she was on today and has learnt this role and blah, blah, blah. And the whole audience stood up and gave her a standing ovation, which was lovely. Yeah. And he said, not only that, can all the swings and covers please come forward? And everyone was applauding them. And it was a really beautiful thing because the swings and covers of shows don't get acknowledged enough. And I don't think a lot of the audience understand how the whole company works like that.
Totally. I didn't. I've seen lots of shows. But, yeah, you're enlightening me today.
Yeah. Well, then it started a trend. So in Wicked Broadway, they did the same thing and brought down the girl that was playing Glinda in Elphaba that night. And they asked the girl, how often have you played Glinda? She said, tonight's my first performance. Whoa, everyone stands up. So, yeah, you just don't know who or what you're watching and what that person is going through on the stage delivering a beautiful performance. So I just want to know, everyone out there, if someone slips up in their performance, it might be because they're doing it for the very first time. Give them a bit of a break.
Now, of course, sometimes you go to a show, Sarah Landy, and there is an announcement that one of the stars might not be there that night and there might be a bit of a, that feeling in the room.
Yes.
But your message today is don't think like that at all, because you've got countless examples of where a cover or a swing has swung in, so to speak, and these people are pretty special.
That's correct. Well, after this video was released and went viral, people started posting, have you ever been a swing? Yes, I have. You know, post photos of you being a swing. And this girl, Jennifer Tepper from Broadway, she put out this post. May I read this? Can I read
it? Yeah, please.
Okay. Were you mad the last time you saw an understudy slip? Were you mad the last time you heard an announcement that an alternative would be going on? Mm. Well, there are 30 reasons why you should be excited instead, and I won't read 30 reasons, but here's a couple. Did you see a Sheila understudy in the original run of Hair? Well, then you saw Diane Keaton.
Mm.
Did you see a Dainty June understudy in the second national tour of Gypsy? Then you saw Bernadette Peters. Do you know Bernadette Peters?
No.
She's a massive Broadway star.
Okay.
Now she is. Did you see a Peggy Sawyer understudy in 42nd Street in London? Then you saw Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Wow.
And this is my favourite. This wasn't on the list, but I know this for a fact. So I've added this in. Did you see Gwen Verdon's understudy for Chicago Broadway? Mm-hmm. Then you saw Liza Minnelli.
No way.
Absolutely.
Really?
So you just don't know. And each show is completely unique and in the moment. So to have a show mixed up a little bit injects some life into it. You know, people can kind of get stagnant in a show if you're doing it for 3 years in a row. It's, you know, but get someone new into a role for a night and everyone's excited about it and there's a really great energy. So don't be disappointed if you get an understudy.
Really good message.
Yeah.
Great message. I'm speaking to Sarah Landy today. It's backstage on Ballarat today here at 3BA. We talk all things musical theatre and theatre. And just before we let you go today, Sarah, I want to talk to you about your at least 16 covers you had in Mary Poppins. What is the pressure like knowing that you could be pulled left, right and centre to play these different parts at any given moment?
One of the most stressful things is when you're in a show with a lot of automation, like a lot of sliding sets or, for instance, in Mary Poppins, they had moving chimneys for step-in time.
Mm-hmm.
And each chimney would have different choreography and would be travelling in a different direction. It also would have smoke maybe from the smoke machine, so you couldn't quite see it properly. So the person that's playing that track night after night has this muscle memory that makes them feel secure in that part. But once you're jumping in and you're not used to that space, it can be very, very nerve-wracking. And I've been in situations where I've been hit by sets.
So actually dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely dangerous. There was this one scene where I had this massive hat looking glamorous and I set myself just a tad too far back upstage. And this set came behind me and knocked me all the way over to the other side of the set. So instead of looking elegant, I was like ping-ponging between sets and it looked possibly hilarious from the front. But believe me, it hurt, yes.
Yeah.
And people side stage were like, oh, wide-mouthed, worried for me. But so things like that do happen.
Okay. I guess, though, when you do get that many covers, it ensures your ongoing employment and you're really entrenched in that production. You're not going anywhere because you're so vital to it.
That is true. At the end of that run, I ended up getting a whole lot of covers too. So I ended up covering Mary and Birdwoman. And I was perhaps thinking that maybe I could stop being a swing, have an on-stage role, which would make it easier to cover Mary and Birdwoman. But they were like, no, because
you're too valuable, aren't you?
We're not going to be able to get someone to learn 16 tracks within the time that we need them to. So you're going to have to stay doing swing. Yeah, it was very stressful. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So a good swing is someone that can just do something willy-nilly, you know what I mean, with, you know, a bit of sense of freedom and fun where I want to perfect the role. So I only was a swing once in my career.
Yeah, not going to happen when you've got 16 to 18 covers.
Oh, it's very, very stressful, happen. Yes.
Well, from wiggies to covers to swing, Sarah Landy, we have learnt a lot as we go backstage with you. We'll catch you in February.
Thank you, yes. Three.